Christ is baptized. Today we celebrate the feast of Theophany, which reminds us that God came into the world to reveal the full truth about Himself, to us, and invite us to participate in the life of the Holy Trinity. Today's feast, they should encourage us to build a more intensive relationship with God. We should allow Him to awaken in us a hunger for ever more perfect knowledge of our God. Because little knowledge not only inspires little love, but also little knowledge inspires ignorance, which is a great enemy to God and cause root of many evils. How can we love something that we do not know? How can we then stand in the middle of this world in which we are confronted daily with mistaken opinions, wrong opinions, anti-God opinions, and various other problems? There was a radio station which carried an interesting report about a stolen car. A police developed an intensive search for this car. They went above and beyond to find this car. And in the station, the radio station urged the thief to contact the police over the radio. The reason for this extraordinary search was the owner of the car had left a packet of biscuits in the front seat, which have been infused with poison. He had them ready to exterminate the rats in his house, and the thief could not know that. However, despite all the effort, the thief did not call, or maybe it was already too late. Many times in our life, we are like this thief. Many times we refuse to hear the word that wants us to save us, and because of our disobedience, we risk losing salvation not only for ourselves, but also for many of those who could find light for their lives through us. Even today's beautiful feast day, Christ shows us the way. We must bow before the obedience of Jesus Christ and try to imitate Him. When St. John the Baptist was unwilling to baptize Jesus Christ, he received this warning: give in for now. We must do this if we would fulfill all of God's demands. Not suggestions. Not, well, maybe if you can do this, that'll be nice. Demands. The reason for John's unwillingness was that the baptism he administered was a baptism for the remission of sins. Everyone who allowed himself to be baptized also confessed that he was a sinner and that he needed conversion, he needed help. Did Jesus Christ consider himself a sinner? No. He is without sin. Since Jesus had no sin, but was God incarnate, His baptism had the effect not of washing away Jesus' sins, but of blessing of the water, making it holy, and with it all of the creation became holy, so that it may be used fully for its original purpose as an instrument of life. The holy water is life-giving, but it is not magical. We cannot approach holy water having one sip of it and think that everything will be all right. Holy water is spirit-bearing, which helps us recenter our lives to get back on our path to obedience of loving God and keeping His commandments. It is like a tool that keeps us on the right and straight path towards salvation, if we drink it regularly. We will hear during the blessing of the water. We will ask God to grant sanctification, blessing, cleansing, and health to all those who touch the water, who are blessed with it, or who partake of it. We ask that it is granted us. We ask that it is granted us that we will be filled with His sanctification by partaking of this water. And let this water be a healing of our soul and bodies. So let us not be like this thief who refused to listen. We are given in front of us great opportunity to say yes to God, yes to His will, and to be obedient to His will, even if we think otherwise. When we are obedient by partaking of this holy water, we will be slowly healed of our infirmities, spiritual and bodily. It is life-saving water, which will help us to participate more fully in the life of the Holy Trinity and gain a more perfect understanding of our God, which will make us love Him that much more. Christ is baptized.